Welcome, everybody, to the Doc Strong Podcast, where I will be interviewing my 75-year-old grandmother. She's had a wonderful life since moving from India back in the 80s. Today, we will be talking about her life and how she became who she is today.
What was life like while your dad owned the factory?
The life was very secured while my father owned the factory.
What do you learn from the business while growing up?
Work hard. Or hardest, and sincere, and I learned integrity about the business.
How did you think your father succeeded in the industry?
He had the right product, he had the right price, and then the biggest thing was he was honest.
What was school like back then?
School was a lot of hard work. We were not allowed to get the grade below B.
So taking it back, what was it like getting married back then?
Oh, marriage was arranged, and it was a big deal to get married.
How did getting married affect your life?
Getting married gave me a lot of security. Somebody else is there to share the dream, share the life.
And what was it like moving to USA with your husband?
Moving to USA was the biggest cultural shock of my life.
So when you first moved, what were like some of the biggest challenges that you faced while coming here?
First challenge was the language, because I couldn't speak fluent English. And then driving, and then getting a job.
How did you learn English, and how did you pick it up really fast?
Oh, just by getting first job, I learned on how to speak English on my job.
What job did you have? What was your first job when you came to America?
First job was a bank teller.
And which bank did you work at?
First National Bank in New Jersey.
So when you came to America, what made you get started into the jewelry business?
Oh, we were looking into businesses, and diamond and jewelry, diamond jewelry really worked out to start.
And how did you guys get started? When you guys had no materials or supplies or an office space?
We had some very helpful community people that we went to seek advice, and they gave us all the really core advice, and we had little money, and that's how we started, and it grew to this point that we were so independent.
What were some of the struggles that you encountered while starting up the business?
The sales were not that easy. And then the second one was, after selling our merchandise, it was very hard to collect money from the clients.
What is one piece of advice you would give to your younger self?
To be happy, whatever you do in life.
What is one piece of advice you would give to people our age?
To stay healthy and hardworking.
How has your perspective on life changed over the years?
As you grow older, you want to make sure that you do things that doesn't hurt anybody else.
Reflecting on your experiences, what do you believe is the key to a happy and fulfilling life?
Key to happy and fulfilling life is one should stay balanced and have to be considerate about the people around you.
How do you implement that in your real life?
Not to go into extremes and be very caring about the people that are near and dear to you.
Favorite childhood memory or tradition that holds a special place in your heart?
Going on vacation for in the summer with my father, mother, and my brothers and sisters. It was a real, real special places. My family took us, and it was an amazing experience every year, every summer.
And where would you go?
We went on the mountains sometimes and special places. Learned so much, from snow riding to horse riding to swimming in the ocean, swimming in the lakes.
Thank you, Grandma Pat, for speaking with me. I found it really interesting to see how you accustomed to the United States after moving and that it completely changed your life.
Oh, you're welcome.